311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 Radio Show on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday. You're full and ready to sit down and listen to your favorite show on a Sunday. This is Krista J. Paul with the Barbados Fire Service. Today, I have Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer, none other than Miss Natasha Ford. Good afternoon to you, Officer Ford.
And a pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you. And a special, special good afternoon to you, my co-host.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I am well. I'm doing well. You know, God is good.
All the time.
How are you doing? And how everybody is doing?
I'm alive. I'm 6 feet above. I'm alive. As somebody said to me, you have a lot to be grateful for. Never mind the aches and pains that remind you you're getting old. And I'm like, okay. Probably need to buy some more veggies.
What aches and pains? What aches and pains?
All right. When this knee starting to hurt you, ask me what knees. Occasionally you find yourself with measles and all sorts of other aches. But everything is good. Everything is good.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, you know what? It's been quite a week and we're here. We're back another week. You know, we take it for granted that we're heard every Sunday at this time. We take it for granted that we can be heard or that there are listeners who are with us every Sunday, you know, especially in these times. I remember somebody saying that, you know, with how things are happening, you know, you're not sure if you're going to see December. So we have to give thanks and know that when we're alive, where there's life, there's growth, as my mother would always say. And while there's life, there's purpose. Yes. Mm-hmm. While there's life, there's purpose. That's right. And, you know, God has things for us to do and we should just give thanks and do what we need to do and look at the blessings, count our blessing every day. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Too many times, and if we take time to complain and don't recognize what is right before us, the things that we do have before us is so true.
That's so true.
So let me be grateful for you. Let me be grateful for our listening audience.
Yes.
Those who don't miss this show for, as I say, for nothing.
Yes.
Let me just say good afternoon to you, Miss Karen Grant. Mm-hmm. And also, I do not remember his name, but whenever he sees one of us in uniform, all he says is, thanks for the service. And he works at Carter's and Company here by Fisherman's Corner. Mm-hmm. I think he's the security inside of there. And you know what? Every time we hear that, it just opens up our self-esteem a little more, encourages us to continue to do what we're doing. So thanks to you, avid listeners, from Sunday to Sunday.
That's good. It's just a little things, you know, that's good.
It is true.
All right. Well, you have some really good news to share with us today, Officer Ford. And I know that for you, it's news that you couldn't wait to get it out. You're like, the people have to know this thing because you're waiting on it. So we would love to hear what this grand news is. Breaking news from the Barbados Fire Service.
Okay, so basically we have two things going on, or we should say we had one past, but one that we were quite looking forward to, and that was the implementation of our online services, where when you make the application, you can also pay online. Right. And that has now come into effect. We know we had the online application process, but then you still had to trek all the way down here to make the payments. And we know that in the COVID environment, persons are not willing to take certain chances, especially with the rising numbers and cases and such, like to expose themselves like that. We have heard your cry. We have been listening and we have been working behind the, what do you call that?
Behind the scenes, working diligently behind the scenes
to make this happen and make it a reality. So I'm proud and I'm happy to state that the Barbados Fire Service is now online. Wonderful. You can make your application for the inspections online, burn permits online, training online. And you can also now make your payments online using the EasyPay portal. So I guess a lot of persons would have heard about the EasyPay app. A lot mm-hmm. of us have it now online. So yes, we're not one of those persons inside of there. If you had your inspection done, if you're applying for your inspections, you can now make your payments via that portal. Cool. It takes the additional work out of having to, you're at home or you're at the business, you have things doing, you don't have to get up and stray down to the fire service to make that payment. Of course, there are some people who don't have the app, and we're not saying that we're just fully online. We're still accepting those payments. Mm-hmm. Yes, bring me the money. We're still accepting the money. So don't you say that I said that we're only doing online payments, okay? We're still taking hard cash. We're still taking checks. Bring the money. This is always saying make me a debt collector.
Of course, no, not at all. But you know what? This just makes life so much easier because, you know, gone are the days now where you have to say, oh no, it's past 4:30. I can't get there anymore. You know, you're doing your business, you know how it is. You're up mm-hmm. even at 1 o'clock in the morning, crunching numbers, and you remember, oh, I need to make payment for my fire certificate, right? Yes. I need to pay for this inspection. And you can just go online one time and get it done.
Exactly.
And, you know, you don't have to wait. There are no opening hours. You know, there's no getting up in your car, getting ready to go and do what you have to do. You could just get it done one time. And so that's good. So congratulations. So that would also decrease the foot traffic going in and out of the Barbados Fire Service stations as well.
Definitely.
So that's good.
The other thing we're working very diligently at is getting the certificates online as well. So as long as you make the payment for those certificates, and again, notice I said when you make the payment for the certificates, we are now going to be able to send those certificates to you electronically. Still working on it. It is not happening as yet. It is not in processes yet, but it will be very shortly. We're trying to make this as seamless and as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. So from application, that's online. Payment of certificates, that's also online. And the thing is, your payment is supposed to accompany your application. So once we have the application and money, the inspector comes out there, he does the inspection, there are no further recommendations or anything for the business, it means everything is okay, then we'll be able to send the certificate to you instead of me or one of my other officers, Jason Wharton, or one of the other guys having to call, oh, your certificate is ready. Kindly come and collect your certificate. And again, people, let me use this opportunity to remind you, your certificates are ready. If they're sitting inside the office of the Fire Prevention and Code Enforcement Unit, it means that your business still is not compliant. You need to have that certificate, and it needs to be erected so that the public can see. If one of the officers probably turned up there by chance and you said, but I had, where is your proof that you had that certificate? That is so amazing. We go out there, we pay for our passports. And as soon as the person's calling and say, or they give us a debt, they say, no, it's going to be ready by such and such coming collect. You see people turn up. But then when it comes to the certificate, it feels like people take it for granted. The officers came out there, they did what they were supposed to do, came back to the office, filled out the information, certificates are generated, and then you just have them sitting here. That is not the purpose of the certificate. It's like having, I don't know, your mask and not wearing it. I think that's, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's real.
Yeah, thank you.
That's real. Wow, okay. So just to note then, those who would have already applied and were told that they're ready mm-hmm. need to go to the station to collect, to the respective station. They would know which
one. Not the stations. They're coming to the General Post Office.
General Post Office. Okay, sorry.
Level 5. Yes.
Okay, great. And then you now have this rollout of the online payments. So mm-hmm. those certificates, when you apply today, mm-hmm. when you make your payment today, then when the certificate is ready, you'll send it electronically.
Then that system is ready. I can send them electronically. However, if you wish for me to post them instead of you having to come here to collect them, once payment is made, I can send them to you. You don't have to bother about trekking down here. They can be mailed to you.
Okay.
But if you have not paid for them, I'm sorry. Yeah, they're going to stay there until we've collected
reimbursement
for the services.
Right, of course. You can't emphasize that enough, right? And when you go online, you have to make the payment anyway in order to get
to get what you need to get done.
So it's burn certificates. So the burn certificates, how does it work?
The burn permit, you know, the burn permit that has been online from, I think, the get-go.
Yes.
That was not one that you had to come down here to do. So you submit the application for the burn permit. Once the application is received and it is processed, the officer goes out there. He does the inspection, ensure that the site is safe to carry out the burn. And before we even think about burn, we try to offer other alternatives to burning. So it's not just strictly you ask for a burn permit and we just come out and say, yes, you can burn. We also look at other alternatives. It is not everyone who applies for a burn permit that is granted a burn permit either. I want persons to know that up front. If we recognize that, say a case in point, that you have neighbors and it's going to impact on those persons, find another alternative, whether it be that you cut up the, if it is, say, like tree limbs and such, like cut them smaller and get someone to take them away to the landfill or something like that for you. A case of leaves and making compost, we offer other alternatives. So it's not always a case that because you have applied for a burn permit that it will be granted. I've seen some being denied.
Okay. Okay.
So the officers use their, they use their beeswax, they use their thinking.
Yes, of course. Well, you have to, with all that you have to do, my goodness, definitely. All right. So payments are made online and an email, of course, would be taken.
Yep.
And whatever needs to be processed will be emailed to the individual.
Will be processed. That is correct. The invoicing will then be done by the account section. They will send you the invoice, letting you know that this is the amount that needs to be paid in and whatever. You then go ahead, you make your transaction payment. And of course, then information comes back to us saying, well, yes, this has been paid. This has been settled. So all around, there's a way to keep track of the information and to ensure that the process is a smooth and easy one.
All right. And of course, people will get the receipts through EasyPay at the same time. So
yes,
if anything, they can always have that, you know, show.
That is their reference.
So right.
Once
right.
that has the QR code on it, mm-hmm. be able to scan and use the information. Yes.
Right. Of course. Of course. Well, that is fantastic. So what's the website again for this?
Right. So that is fireservice.gov.bb. You go to the tab inspections. When you click on inspections, you're going to see the form. When you go directly to the bottom of the form, it then asks you about the payment method, EasyPay, or if you prefer the post office. So for those who have the EasyPay account and everything else, they would select that. Those who don't, obviously, when you say post office, you're still coming to the Barbados Fire Service in the post office.
Right.
To make your payment. You're not going to the post office counter. That's it.
Okay. See, you're making it easy for those who utilize your services. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
And of course, this also mitigates risk of traffic in the office. And
definitely.
In this time, that's definitely what you want, right?
Yes, we want to ensure we look out for our clients as well as ourselves. Yes,
Yes, definitely. So congratulations. Fireservice.gov.bb. Well, it's a special time as well as we switch to something else, another topic right now. But it's a special time for the Barbados Fire Service and actually for fire service departments globally. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Globally, yes.
Yeah. And we're talking about none other than Fire Safety Week, which we would normally have celebrated at the beginning of October. But due to everything that has been going on, there was a bit of a pushback. It was rescheduled to a later date. So we would have started celebrations from the 17th of October. Remind me to give Jason two slaps for not informing you guys of it. But I know at times so much is on the mind and things tend to get. So they did have a church service. I think it was at the Methodist Church. Yes. And from what I understand, no, I did not attend. I was there spiritually.
Yes.
I
Well, these days you have other ways to attend, so it's okay.
Virtually, you know, physically. But yes, I understand. It was well represented. Of course, you know, it cannot be as big as we're accustomed to having it because we're still within the COVID environment. But that came off pretty well. We would have also done some safety assessments within the Spicetown area. This was done on Wednesday. So persons would have seen the chief, the deputy, other officers, the media, out in their numbers, you know, just talking to persons inside the Spicetown area, ensure. And we know that we had two fires down that area before, just making sure that persons, you know, are reminded to remain fire compliant.
Yes.
Ensure that their extinguishers are up to date, looking at the smoke alarms, looking at the way that they're storing the necessaries inside the environment, whether it be a food establishment, a clothing establishment, making sure that it's not overloaded, and where they have things of concern, that it would have been highlighted. And the highlight for me was seeing the chief on the ground and engaging with these persons, pointing out at this point in time, you know, this is not the correct procedure. And this, yes, he lived up to his name, Chief Fire Officer.
Good.
So it was really, I mean, being out there, we kind of focus a lot on the Bridgetown area and forget these other towns, Spicetown and Whole Town. Then to have the officers who belong to that turnout area also there with us, and then seeing firsthand what it is, then persons being able to engage, you know what, these are the officers responsible for your area. If anything happens, these are the ones who are going to be here battling on your behalf. So then having them come along, I mean, it was what it is. Fire service just doing its thing.
Right.
I'm not going to talk about the bakery down there. Was it PCR, the current place that whoever had or the meat roll?
It's a long-standing bakery too. Yeah.
Exactly. And those are the things we were looking at, because we know when you hear spice, some persons mention it. And I'm going to say that those persons down there were really welcoming. You know, some people are real standoffish. Will you want, you come to upset my day? I know you come to tell me. I mean, they listened. And also, we need to do this. And we need, and yes, they were really, really welcoming. So we will see now if there has been a change in culture, change in behavior, where we go back, we see certain things being put in place. That is the only way we know that learning has taken place. When you see a difference in behavior, or when you see, you know, persons trying to make an adjustment, it means that they just go down there and talk.
Right. So you give another surprise visit another time.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And I know I can hear, my ear is itching, and I can hear somebody saying, "We're warm to Whole Town." So hopefully we'll have a report from Whole Town.
Oh my goodness.
No pressure.
But Whole Town, if you look at the dynamics between Whole Town and Spicetown, within the Whole Town area, you see a lot more upscale buildings, businesses, and such, like in terms even of the restaurants. And they know that they have to follow a certain compliance if they want their business to continue. They know that they have to have, and you will find that most of the time they would request their inspections, and they have their fire media in place already.
Mingling
with our people, and you know, the different cultures, seeing the lady with her potatoes there and the golden apples and everything. Yes, I've been looking at my belly. Who wants to say that? Say that. I keep hearing people talking about the culture of Spicetown. It's something that I have not done in a long time, and just being able to do that. I wasn't able to afford certain things in Whole Town. My salary didn't stretch that far, but I can tell you, the people down there, they're quite friendly and everything as well.
Yes. Wonderful.
Need to be covered.
Yes. Well, it's good to hear about that aspect, because as you rightly said, we would speak about Bridgetown a lot, and, you know, going down to Swan Street, etc. But it's good to hear about what's happening in the rural part of the island, and know that The fire service is definitely taking care of Spikestown just the same, showing some love over there just the same. And, you know, it's good to be able to hear about it. So
Oisins, don't make noise. We'll get there.
Yes. I was going to mention Oisins, but I said, no, let me not pressure the system.
I know. We'll get the Oisins as well.
All right. So that was for Fire Safety Week.
That was for Fire Safety Week. And the theme for that week was Learn the Songs of Fire Safety. So when we talk about Learn the Songs of Fire Safety, we're talking about your smoke alarm. For those of us who have smoke alarm and know the sound of the smoke alarm, we're not only talking in terms of smoke alarm, we're talking now in terms of the sirens. Learn the Songs of Fire Safety. And fire safety, sometimes I just want to draw back fire and just say Learn the Songs of Safety. Mm. Because it could have been police, it could have been ambulance. You don't know what they're responding to, but since it's our week and we're focusing on fire, learn the sounds of the siren. Once you hear that siren, once you see those beacons, pull one side, let the officers do what they're supposed to do, let them proceed to where they're going. And we find that that is still very much a challenge.
Yes.
Persons not responding to the sirens. As you said, who's to say that everybody hears the show? Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that they hear it at this point in time.
Yes. Very important. All right. So we salute the Barbados Fire Service, even as you commemorate Fire Safety Week, not just in Barbados, but it's a global commemoration. Yes. So, yes, we acknowledge this and, wish you all the best in every aspect of your work. And it is so much. We would have heard a little more of it last week with Officer Collins, but there's so much that you have to take into consideration, so much you have to do, and not just out fires, but general, as you said, life safety. So kudos to the Barbados Fire Service on this Fire Safety Week. Now, on our last topic for today, there seems to be an issue, even as we were chatting before we started recording the program, of electricity fluctuating in areas where it goes off and it comes back on, and there may be damage to appliances. And besides the general feeling of, oh, why is this happening, of annoyance, but, you might smell something burning, as I would have been relaying to you. You know, how should people handle this at this point in time?
Right. So as you said, I mean, everywhere you go, you keep hearing persons complaining about it. I've seen it for myself on a number of occasions. You're just there and the electricity just goes. And we're having more outages now than we've had for a while.
Yes.
So it feels like something out of the norm. Mm-hmm. And again, we're asking persons to be cognizant because you don't know when it's going to be your area. I can say to you, you know what, it's going to happen. So turn off your electrical equipment at this point in time so it is not damage due to the surge. However, what I can say to you is that at this point in time, those of you who have the power strips or the multi-strip outlets, this is the time now to be thinking about changing those out and getting a power surge protector so that when the equipment goes off suddenly, that sudden rush of electricity, it doesn't compromise the electrical equipment, and it's in a more safer, once it's plugged into a surge protector, is a bit safer than just having it plugged into those multi-strip outlets, which offer no sort of protection whatsoever. Mm-hmm. One of the things about this multi-strip outlet, persons will hear you saying that and you think it's probably just something with one plug or so. It is something like a multi-strip outlet or the power outlets. It does have additional outlets, but it offers you more protection. If you know that the electricity in your area has gone off suddenly, again, there's nothing wrong with turning off the breaker, you know what? Because again, when it comes back on, it's going to be a sudden surge again, going to all your electrical equipment. So we've said it over and over on the show, kindly invest, and they're not expensive either. When I checked the last time, I think one was about $15 or so. And I don't think right now that is too expensive if you're paying, or at least when I do the comparison, surge protector, new home. I mean, surge protector.
Right.
New home. When you
hear appliances.
You understand.
Appliances,
again, we have persons with appliances that have shortages. We have frayed wires and those kind of things. And you know, we're like, oh, let me just get some electrical tape and put a rung it and we do our own colifoxing. Oh my gosh, colifoxing. Heard that word in long. So we do our own thing. And then we expect at the end of the, or we're saying, I can keep this here to the end of the month. When I get paid, I'm going to get a new one. And because it continues to work, we forget about it.
True.
And we don't recognize that the danger that we're putting ourselves under. Persons with electrical extensions, again, the same thing. So we're asking persons to be extremely mindful at this point in time. And like you said, you had the experience where you see, because we use these senses that were given to us, use your sense of smell. Mm-hmm. You were able to then pick up that electrical outlet had a smell that wasn't normal. Yes. It wasn't usual.
Right.
And you were able then to react. Most persons would just shrug it off. Man, something just smell out the way. Go check and see what's going on around your home. There's something called a breaker inside your home, a breaker panel. Go to the panel. If it is the ones inside the bedroom, you turn off that. You don't have to turn off all your breakers. You don't have to shut down the whole house. But if it's the ones inside the bedroom or the patio, just look and see which one is numbered and you can turn that off. Call your electrician. Get someone there to check it out for you.
And you know what? Even as we're approaching the end of the year, and some people have already begun to celebrate Christmas, and we have Independence coming on. Come on, you know, you love it. We have Independence coming and we have Christmas coming, and, you know, more electricity will be in use. And if, God forbid, this continues, we definitely need to safeguard our appliances and our homes and ensure that everything will be well rather than just leaving it to chance.
Very much so.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Well, Officer Ford, thank you.
He was just about to call me by his name. I'm not going to hold it against Officer you. Ford.
Officer Ford. Oh, my goodness. Thank you very much for sharing with us again today for the 311 radio show and for your insight. And again, if anybody wants to make online payments to the Barbados Fire Service, the website is
fireservice.gov.bb, and just go to the inspections tab.
Right. So you know, if at 1 o'clock in the morning you remember, oh my goodness, I did not renew my fire certificate for my business, you can always do that at your convenience. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the evening, because you know you didn't miss the opening hours, 4:30. Because it's online, all right?
It is true.
So congratulations to the Barbados Fire Service on that, as well as commemorating Fire Safety Week. And yes, and for the tips on what is happening right now. If you missed any of what we just discussed, you can always log on to vob929.com and listen to the podcast and look out for the video recording on VOB 92.9 FM's Facebook page. I'm Krista J. Paul. Thanking you for listening today, and we say thank you to Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford for being with us as well.
Thank you.
And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.